Kamala Harris, For Those That Don't Have Vote by Mail, You Will Really Enjoy It. By Jeff Poore on April 23, 2020. During an interview with Tamron Hall that aired on Thursday, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, made another pitch for her Vote Safe Act of 2020. Legislation she has touted is needed to transform the American voting system in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Harris referred to California's vote-by-mail laws, which are already in place, and noted what she perceived to be the benefits of being able to vote from home. "Again, we need to be smarter, and we need to be safer," she said. "I have proposed what I call the Vote Safe Act. It's a number of things. It's to encourage, of course, vote by mail. I'm from the state of California. We have vote by mail. You know, I want to say to everybody who doesn't have it, you will really enjoy it. You just sit down at your table with a cup of coffee and figure out who you're going to vote for, and put that in the mail. It's really easy. For those states or folks who don't want to vote by mail, we should have curbside voting. People should be able to drive up to the curb and vote and keep moving. We should make sure that we encourage states to start having a standard for what wait times should be. In Wisconsin, to your point, people are waiting in that line for 2 to 3 hours. People should not have to wait those amounts of time just to exercise their right as a citizen to vote." Harris was not optimistic about the prospects of election laws being changed before the November general election. She added that even if he wanted to, President Donald Trump could not change the election laws, either. "Listen, first of all, there's a bit of confusion," Harris continued. "Let's clear it up. The president does not have the power to change the election. It would have to be an act of the United States Congress. I don't see that happening. Based on where we are today, I believe the election for who will be the next president of the United States will occur in November as was planned. What we do is we have to put in place, then, and the ability for people to be safe and vote. Look what happened in Wisconsin. We just learned 7 voters in Wisconsin have been diagnosed with COVID-19. People shouldn't have to choose between their personal health and exercising their constitutional right as a patriot to have their voice weigh in on who will be the next president of the United States." Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.